scriptures from Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. Honor your father and mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God has given you. Let us confess our sins, Son, with the Lord. Dear Lord, we are sorry for breaking the rules and not following the rules at school and at home. Please forgive us when we are rowdy, loud, not listening, disrespectful, and fighting. Help us not to be tempted to swear, smoke, drink, or chase down friends. Even though we made you wrong, we are thankful that you will always forgive us when we confess and are truly sorry. Help us to remember your promise in Matthew 6, 14. You have forgiven us, so we also need to forgive each other. Amen. This year, in our Wednesday night class, we have read Prince Caspian by C.S. Lewis. What a rich story filled with biblical themes and messages about our Christian lives. And here are some of the things we've learned. Sometimes it's important to act on your beliefs, even when others around you think you're crazy. Don't let other people talk you out of your belief in God or what He's calling you to do. The character Lucy knew that she had seen as Lamb, but her brothers and sisters thought she was crazy. Aslan told Lucy that her brothers and sister were no excuse for her. He was showing her what he wanted her to do, and she had to do it alone. The second lesson that we learned is sometimes people are afraid of the truth and afraid of God. The wicked Telmarines ruled the land, but they were still afraid of the ocean because that's where they knew Aslan would come from. And our third lesson, God has a special role for human beings in His creation. In the mythical land of Narnia, it was the sons of Adam and the daughters of Eve who were destined to rule the land. That's a big responsibility. So as we reflect on that, let's listen as the Wednesday night kids present Psalm 8 to you. Especially thankful for our mothers and the women in our lives. Please bless the ministries of our church. Please help many of our church family that are having financial problems and health issues. Help our elderly members to get around to be able to attend church. So he sent prophets to warn them. Shout! is from Ephesians 4, verse 1 through 3. As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
Saw a few verses that moms were written all over, like the previous thing of Ephesians 1 and 1, but this one particularly. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since members of one body were called to peace. Be thankful. Here's a quick question. I'll start with those up front. Those of you that have brothers and sisters, did you ever get in an argument or fight? How about the rest of you? Did mom ever have to break it up? My mother, because I was such a dear sweet child, used to say that she spent most of her time being a referee. And ironically, when it says about the peace, if you look at the Greek, it literally means to be like a referee that establishes what's right and peace. And so when we let the rule of Christ, the peace of Christ rule in our hearts, we function as a referee. And that actually fits what the scripture is saying. As we seek that peace, and as our moms bring it to us, they do that for us. Martin Luther said once upon a time, when God wants to speak to us, he does not avail himself of an angel, but of parents. He does not avail himself of an angel, but parents, because God is at his best when he speaks to his children through their parents, through their moms. And so much of what we know comes from the teachings of our moms, and that's a huge blessing. And by the way, for those of you here, in Romans 16, it says, Paul was talking to Romans, and he talks about Rufus, chosen the Lord, and his mother, who has been a mother to me, too. And as we honor mothers today, many of us, probably most of us, have been blessed with people that were like a mother to us. I had an aunt that was just so loving of my brother and I and so many others that it was just like a mom to us, even though I had a wonderful mom. And some of you had teachers in Sunday school or school or coaches. Anne was one of the coaches of the soccer team, as I recall. They did that so my daughter would play on their team. And she was really excellent, too. And so they teach us so much. I was reading it, it says that whatsoever you do in word or deed, do it all to the name of Jesus. The mother's heart is the child's schoolroom, as Henry Ward Beecher would say. I was reading it, Susanna Wesley. She had 19 children. She homeschooled them 6 hours a day, prayed for them 2 hours a day. So she was a little bit zealous. And she would say to teach a child to pray as soon as he or she can speak was a goal. To reward good behavior and any attempt to please, even if poorly done. And she had this space, and she says, in the scripture says, giving thanks to God through him. And she once said, I'm content to fill a little space if God be glorified. In the context of our world, we create heroes. But the real heroes are the love that is given to children. That's what really established. establishes the foundation that we live in. And it's that kind of love, and it's really worthwhile. By the way, and I was reading Susanna Wesley, when her husband was away, she gathered the whole family together. They sang psalms, prayed, and Susanna read a short sermon from her husband. She just said that Susanna was a better woman than I. And both her and my wife are a better person than I. And so there's this sense, and then it has this wonderful verse, let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. Susanna Wesley put it this way. They said it for teaching for children, again, 19 of them. Oh, so many children, people say, there must create an abundance of trouble. But I don't know how many of you had 19 children. They must create abundance of trouble. Yet consider this, 'tis no small honor to be entrusted with the care of so many souls. And it will certainly no little accession to future glory to stand forth at the last day and say, Lord, here are the children you gave me. Here are the children you gave me. And I just a quick word, there was a prayer written when my mother-in-law died. And I did the funeral, and I think I wrote this prayer. And I was looking at it, and to be honest, my mother-in-law scared me. At least the first 5 or 10 years. She was a very strong woman. She was in like baseball, like a league of her own. And she got in an argument with Pat, and he ran away. She's a strong woman, but she gave many good gifts. And in the prayer it says that her greatest gifts to us all were first, you recognized that God had created each of us as a unique and special, and she sought to foster that in each of us. We were allowed and encouraged to pursue our interests and dreams, even when those interests went against what those around us said was normal. Secondly, Mom modeled for us an idea that love is a verb, not a noun. We all knew that we were loved by what she did. Her love in action was a gift. Our legacy to pass on. Lord, she valued the gifts you gave her to live the life she did. And she enabled us to use our gifts. Thank you for the gifts she was to each of us. May we pass our gifts on to others as we keep her in our heart. And one of those gifts was she created a wonderful wife, an awesome mother. It was such a good mother. She made me tolerably well as a father. I would just close with a poem that I thought was so on the mark. Remember it said in the scripture about wisdom through psalms, hymns, songs, singing with gratitude in our hearts. This little poem made me think my grandmother loved to sing and play the piano right till she died. I always remember her favorite hymn. that's what my grandmother's favorite hymn was.
You like that?
In the garden. Anyone else that had a mom or grandma that had in the garden as a favorite? Okay. Well, here's the poem. My mom is a never-ending song in my heart of comfort, happiness, and beauty. We may sometimes forget